Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Aging Younger Radio, the podcast that's all about disease prevention using natural health alternatives. If you're searching for natural solutions to staying fit and healthy, you've tuned into the right place. Your hosts are David and Stephanie Tippy, two naturopaths with the advice and recommendations you need to steer clear of the modern medical mess created by Big Pharma. Today, more than ever, health is wealth. And on Aging Younger Radio, you'll get the tools and info you need to be the wealthiest person in town. So if having younger skin, a healthier heart, a stronger immune system, and more are what you desire, stick around. And now give a warm welcome to David and Stephanie.
Welcome to Aging Younger Radio. This is Stephanie Tippy. David and I, we broadcast live every Wednesday from our clinic in Lauderhill, Florida. We can be reached at 954-742-4430, and you can find us online at agingyounger.net.
Yes, welcome to Aging Younger. I'm David Tippy. Want to start off with Aging Younger is all about choice and has a proven record for lifestyle change, which includes nutritional choices, supplements, exercise, drinking, add the correct amount and type of water, and it may include the natural treatments that have visible results or testing that show your achievements in lifestyle change. Adding to that, physical therapies, beauty, as well as health and using Aging Younger skincare products, all are phenomenal. Photos before and after of anything that we provide is very, very, very good. It's very revealing. This will entice our clients to share their results with others, which they have achieved. Being at the right weight is important to bone and blood health. Those who are too thin are at increased risk of osteoporosis. The people usually have a smaller frame. Their bones are smaller, so any change in density will have a big effect. On the other hand, individuals who are overweight usually have denser bones. This may not be the best for your overall health. Staying active, having good balance and flexibility, healthy diet, as well as drinking alkaline water from our Aging Younger Water Ionizer are the best approaches to bone and blood health, as well as general overall health.
When it comes to building strong bones, there are two key nutrients. One is our Rejuvenous Calcium with Magnesium, and the other is our Rejuvenous Vitamin D3. Now, calcium supports your bones and your teeth structure, while the vitamin D improves the calcium absorption and the bone growth. The magnesium that's in the calcium supplement also supports the absorption of the calcium, which is very important. If you should develop osteoporosis, which is a disease that is characterized by brittle and breaking bones, getting plenty of calcium and vitamin D3 may slow the disease and may prevent fractures. Things that you want to consider would be to add to your diet would be completely organic cheese, preferably non-processed goat cheese, then add sardines, followed by organic farm-raised chicken eggs, wild salmon, dark leafy greens such as spinach and collard greens. Now, the traditional weight loss strategy implies a temporary restriction of food intake, not a workable permanent lifestyle change. Thus, diets are doomed to fail from the beginning. So I'm going to quote my favorite doctor of all time, the father of medicine, and that is, or was, Hippocrates. And that quote is, "Let thy food be thy medicine, and thy medicine be thy food." Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. And what better way to start the day than with the perfect amino acids, such as a quinoa breakfast? Amino acids force your body to burn stored fat for energy. Amino acids are the confirmed building blocks of proteins, which in turn are the base and foundation for muscles. Quinoa is referred to as a grain, but in actuality, it is a seed belonging to the same family as that of spinach, beets, and Swiss chard. This rather ordinary-looking seed has a very creamy, fluffy, and crunchy texture accompanied by a nutty flavor when it's cooked. Quinoa is also known as the gold of the Incas, who took the seed to be very sacred.
As we just mentioned, calcium is highly essential when it comes to bone strength, prevention against tooth decay, and facilitation of nerve and muscle functions and regulation in respect to heart contractions. Furthermore, calcium is a very important mineral required for strong bones and bone growth, and calcium plays a significant role in controlling blood pressure, and some studies show an encouraging role of calcium in preventing colon cancer. Also, research shows that the calcium deficiency can lead to individuals to being overweight. Moving on from that to speaking of the correct type and amount of water consumption is the next vital health improvement suggestion that we will speak of again and again in this program. The key to understanding how alkaline drinking water from our aging younger water ionizer may benefit health is the negatively charged molecules, which are the electrolytes that are essential for life itself, which are negatively charged ions created by the aging younger water ionizer's electrolysis process. This negatively charged water cluster is from 3 to 5 molecules per cluster. Remember that the original water before the Industrial Revolution was 3 molecules per cluster, 1 hydrogen and 2 oxygen, called H2O, and full of electrolytes. Electrolytes are ions or mineral salts which are present in your body fluids to help it function properly and keep it hydrated by maintaining a salt balance in your body. Every time you perspire, you lose electrolytes in your body through sweat. This makes you feel thirstier, and you may drink more water. Electrolytes are present in food and water we consume. If, however, that water that you will be consuming is not water such as distilled or reverse osmosis water, which are void of all minerals and referred to as dead water with 0 electrolytes.
And the salts derived from natural foods that you eat and the high alkaline water that you drink are dissolved into your body and passed on to various fluids like the blood, the urine, and the cellular fluids. When we eat and drink, what we eat and drink does indeed affect our health. Too much fast food and processed food, any food, processed food or fast food should be a no-no, which is stripped of or lacking of nutrients. Drinking carbonated beverages, not eating sufficient fresh fruits and vegetables, which are, by the way, alkalizing, plus environmental stressors, which are all contributing factors to our body's good or poor health, and that all are excessively acidic and toxic to our body because they overwhelm the body's natural ability to handle. We only have to look at the incidences of illnesses that are becoming epidemic in our society. Those illnesses being obesity, diabetes, fatigue, just to name a few. And to realize that our bodies are not able to automatically adjust and handle overwhelming factors. And that means we go back to our favorite statement, choice matters.
Too much acid-forming food and drink can cause acidosis and deplete the alkaline buffers in the body that normally neutralize too much acidic environment. These neutralizing buffers are referred to as bicarbonates. If you went to an anti-aging doctor, for instance, the first thing he or she would most likely do is to take a blood sample and determine what your bicarbonate level was. This, to the doctor, is a symbol of how old you are, when in fact, your lifestyle choices either burn up your bicarbs early or you constantly rebuild them in your body by drinking the negatively charged water that is full of electrolytes from our Aging Younger Water Ionizer. Adding this functional water to our nutritional programs through our recommended Aging Younger supplement line is your success story to Aging Younger. Aging Younger, high pH alkaline water along with moderate daily exercise, and our suggestions toward health improvement are the plus signs that we provide to our clients.
Medical researches have deepened the understanding of the environment within bone marrow and nurtures the stem cells, this time identifying the biological setting for specialized blood-forming cells that produce the infection-fighting white blood cells known as T cells and B cells. The research found that cells called early lymphoid progenitors, which are responsible for producing the T cells and B cells, thrive in an environment known as osteoblastic niche. Now, the relationship of body alkalinity to bone development warrants further discussion because, folks, it plays a major role in the prevention and reversal of osteoporosis. Again, rapid growth of bone-forming cells, which are known as the osteoblasts, are enhanced by consuming bone broth, which we offer to our clients. And if you give us a call, we can talk to you all about our bone broth, 954-742-4430. And today for lunch, what David and I had, we went to a Vietnamese restaurant and we had pho. And pho is nothing more than bone broth. And the Vietnamese are very smart because they know the health benefits of pho. And they cook their bone broth for more than 12 to 24 hours before serving the broth. So, just as calcium builds up around the faucets, guess what? It also, calcium is laid down into bone. So the reason for the calcium deposits on your faucet is because the water is alkaline and calcium comes out of solution and crystallizes in an alkaline environment. The reverse is also true. Lime away, vinegar, or any other acidic solution dissolve the calcium deposits because they are acidic. It makes sense that osteoblasts, by creating a local environment of alkalinity via alkaline phosphatase, helps build bone. It also implies that in order to slow bone loss, one cannot be in an acidic state.
Studies have shown that giving bicarbonate of potassium is just as effective as calcium in correcting osteoporosis. One would expect, in that an acid state, the body will compensate for this by increasing the bone alkaline phosphate levels, provided that we create that internal environment with what we eat and what we drink. Because acid alkaline is influenced by many other glands, the implications of serum alkaline phosphate levels must consider more than just bone, bile, and liver function. Associated organs and glands include adrenals, uterus, prostate, intestines, which are also affected. The consequences of impaired bile flow and pervasive, since bile is critical to the body's ability to process fats. As a result, fats remain undigested in the digestive tract and can cause bloating, cramps, light-colored stools, and gaseousness, etc. The consequences of impaired bile function also involve the endocrine system in a major way because all of the steroid hormones are metabolized in part by the liver. These include the sex hormones, androgens, and estrogens. As a result, the female menstrual cycle, sexual functions, and sex creators can be affected.
Being at the right weight is important to bone and blood health as well. Those who are too thin are at increased risk for osteoporosis. As we earlier discussed, thin people usually have a smaller frame. Their bones are smaller, so any change in density will have a big effect. On the other hand, individuals who are overweight usually have denser bones. They may not be the best for your overall health. Staying active, having good balance and flexibility, and a healthy diet, as well as drinking alkaline water from our Aging Younger Water Ionizer, are the best approaches to bone and blood health, as well as general overall health. When it comes to building strong bones, there are two key nutrients, and I started the show off, and it's important, I want to reiterate this. Rejuvenous CalMag, which is calcium and magnesium together, and it has some zinc, and Rejuvenous Vitamin D3. Both of these supplements support your bones and teeth structure, while vitamin D improves the calcium absorption and the bone growth. We recommend to our clients our Rejuvenous brand of CalMag, which is, again, the calcium with the magnesium, because the magnesium will help with the calcium absorption and the vitamin D3. If you should develop osteoporosis, again, let me reiterate because it's important, which it is a disease characterized by brittle and breaking bones, getting plenty of calcium and vitamin D3 may slow the disease and prevent fractures. And don't forget how important the early morning sunlight is to the synthesizing vitamin D to D3.
Things you might consider adding to your diet would be completely organic cheese, preferably, like we mentioned in the beginning, goat cheese, and then sardines, followed by organic farm-raised chicken eggs, the wild salmon, followed by the dark leafy greens, such as the spinach and the collard greens. And mornings can be extra fortified with freshly squeezed or juiced oranges, of which the juice is fortified with the best nutrients and may help with calcium absorption. We love to quote Hippocrates, Stephanie does, and I do on each program, and that is that Hippocrates always stated, let thy food be thy medicine, and thy medicine be thy food. Food is often what binds families and relationships together. The traditional weight loss strategy implies and restriction of food intake, not a workable, permanent lifestyle change. Thus, the diets are doomed to fail from the beginning. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and what better way to start it than with, as we mentioned in the beginning, the quinoa breakfast. Amino acids are the confirmed building blocks of proteins, which in turn are the base and foundation of muscles. Protein is the repair tool for damage induced to muscles and facilitates replacement of deleted energy stocks. Protein also helps in manufacturing cellular messengers, hormones, immune system components, and enzymes. If we fail to attain an adequate supply of proteins, it will not be possible for our body to generate the biochemical substances necessary for muscle construction, healing, and muscle growth.
One of the largest health benefits of quinoa for morning breakfast is it is, in the true sense of the word, a powerhouse of proteins. The content of proteins found in quinoa rank higher than that found in any other grain, including wheat and barley. A cup of quinoa has 9 grams of protein, which is also higher than that which is found in one egg. In effect, quinoa can be used as a substitute for meat, dairy products, and eggs as a protein-rich source. Not that we're saying that it should be, but it could be. Another crucial health benefit of quinoa is that it can, in essence, be claimed to be the dieter's paradise, rich in fiber and low in cholesterol, low in fat and high in vitamins, minerals, and protein. Quinoa can very well be a dieter's road to weight loss.
As we just mentioned, calcium is highly essential when it comes to bone strength, prevention against tooth decay, facilitation of nerve and muscle function, and regulation in respect to the heart contractions. Furthermore, calcium is very important in mineral required for strong bones and bone growth. It plays a significant role in controlling blood pressure, and some studies show an encouraging role of calcium in preventing colon cancer. Also, research shows that calcium deficiency can lead individuals to being overweight. This is where the quinoa comes into the rescue. As Stephanie said, one cup of cooked quinoa contains 30 milligrams of calcium, helping to reach your necessary calcium levels step by step. Being an efficient carrier of the mineral magnesium, quinoa helps in the relaxation of blood vessels, preventing migraines. Quinoa also has the added advantage in helping relieve migraine headaches, as it is consistent with having the vitamin B compound called riboflavin. This vitamin B compound is essential for proper energy production in cells, which is by improving energy metabolism within the brain and the cells works toward reducing migraines. Another potent health benefit of quinoa is the consistency of the mineral manganese. Manganese is highly essential for proper digestion and healthy bone structure. Manganese primarily helps the body convert fat into energy, giving your body that rush it needs to perform every day. Manganese is also involved in blood sugar regulation and helps in keeping the immune system and nervous system on its toes.
The correct type and amount of water consumption is an important health improvement suggestion. The key to understanding how alkaline drinking water from our Aging Younger Water Ionizer may benefit health is the negatively charged molecules. And we briefly touched on this earlier. They are electrolytes that are essential for life itself, and they are negatively charged ions created by the Aging Younger Water Ionizer's electrolysis process. So what we eat and drink does indeed affect our health. Too much fast food and processed food, as we stated earlier, which are stripped of and lacking the nutrients, drinking the carbonated beverages, lack of consuming sufficient fresh vegetables and fruits, which are alkalizing, plus environmental stresses, are all contributing factors to our body's health. And that's why we are repeating this several times throughout the show. It is very, very important because a lot of people don't get it. When we excessively bring acidics and toxins into our body, it overwhelms the body's natural ability to handle. We only have to look at the incidences of illnesses that are becoming epidemic in our society. Obesity, diabetes, fatigue, all the metabolic X syndrome diseases that is being categorized under this metabolic X syndrome. So to realize that our bodies are not able to automatically adjust and handle overwhelming factors. So again, we say to you, choice matters.
Well, these people can sometimes associate happy memories with the process of eating. Food can become increasingly more important, but increasingly more unfulfilling with poor choices. When there is inadequate intake of nutrients, then all the essential nutrients necessary for fat burning are missing. Fat is not easily or adequately burned without the correct nutrients. You must feed your body correctly and regularly with a healthy diet to maintain health and metabolism, and take healthy supplements such as our Rejuvenous brand, for our soils have been depleted with nutrients over the years, and that makes taking supplements vital. You can call us at 954-742-4430 and set up a phone consultation or come into our clinic. And you can also visit us online at our website, hyoungerfitness.net.
Digestion is very important and begins in the mouth. When we chew before we swallow, then it is completed in the smaller intestine. The chemical process varies with the different kinds of food. A drug can slow or reverse the process. The villi covering the intestinal wall inside the intestine are hair-like membranes that can become covered with fermentation, which basically is undigested food. When starches are eaten, the signal is sent to the pancreas to provide alkaline or neutral gastric juices, such as amylase, at an alkalinity of about a pH of 7, alkaline of about a pH of 7.1 to 7.2. Conversely, when proteins are eaten, the digestive system provides acid gastric juices at a pH of approximately 3. When protein is presented to the oral mucosa and through the mouth, the signal is sent to the pancreas to release more protease enzymes, which is the enzyme to process the protein. When these food groups are eaten together, the extra juices provided by each cancel each other out, resulting in poor digestion and a disease state. This is the process that creates the fermentation that I just mentioned, which is the undigested food that comes in the small intestine, and this can lead to leaky gut syndrome. Let's take an example. An acid media is required for digestion of flesh foods and alkaline for milk. If combining the two, the alkaline can neutralize the acidic, the acid required for digesting the flesh foods. Therefore, milk or dairy products would not be a wise choice to consume with your steak, poultry, or other fresh meals. Timing for consumption of foods is important. Having a salad with a protein, for example, by eating the salad first, well, the hydrochloric acid needed for digesting the protein blocks. Digestion is better if you eat the salad after the protein or after eating at least 25% of the protein first. And our time has come to an end. So if you would like to hear more of the story of digestion and the different proteins and carbohydrate enzymes that the body is required, I suggest you give us a call at 954-742-4430. David and I are here. A consultation with you and start you on your journey to health. We will be back on the air next week, same time, 7 p.m. on Wednesday. I would like to thank all of our listeners for being here with us, making us preferred premium host on Blog Talk Radio. And until next week, I would like to say have a healthy, aging, younger week, and God bless you all.
David and Stephanie truly hope you enjoyed today's podcast and learned a lot of excellent information about how to stay healthy naturally. Like the old adage says, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And with the information you've learned today, you can put prevention to work for you right now. By the way, if you want one-on-one help and advice from Stephanie and David, you can call them at 954-742-4430 or visit their website at www.agingyounger.net today. Thanks for joining us on Aging Younger Radio. Here's to your health, naturally.